The Sefer Names through Parsha Framshir for Parshas Noso. We'll be looking at the Sefer Avodas HaGershuni by Rav Gershon Ashkenazi, who lived from 1620 to 1693. This phrase, not exactly in its form, comes up in Parshas Noso in Perek Dalid Pasuk Chav Ches, where the Pasuk says it's delineating the different jobs, tasks that different families had. It says, Zos Avodas Mishpachos B'nei HaGershuni. This was the job of the family of the sons of Gershon. So the title Avodas HaGershuni, as we're referring to Rav Gershon Ashkenazi, so this was his avoda to write the Sefers. Who was Rav Gershon Ashkenazi? He was the son of Rav Yitzchak. Last name was really Ulif, as he was born in Ulif, Germany. Ashkenazi was a last name given to many Jews at the time, as Ashkenaz, in its narrower sense, refers to Germany, and that was his place of origin. He first had married the granddaughter of the Bach. Then she died, and he married the daughter of the Tzemach Tzedek. Then she died. He married a third wife, and that wife outlived him by about 30 years. He had around 10 children. He studied under some tremendous gedolim. He studied under the Maharam Shif. He studied under Rav Yoel Sirkis, the Bach, who was his father-in-law at one point. He studied under Rav Yeshua Charif of Krakow, the author of the Pen Yeshua. But his primary Rebbe was Rav Menachem Mendel Krachmal of Nikolsburg, the author of the Shalos Tshuvos Tzemach Tzedek, who also was his father-in-law at one point. At a very young age, he was already appointed as a judge in Krakow. He went from Krakow to Prusnitz, to Hanau, to Nikolsburg, to Vienna. The Jews were expelled from Vienna in 1670 when Empress Margarita Teresa, the daughter of the King of Spain, had a baby boy, which was supposed to be the heir to her royal husband, but the baby died very shortly after birth. And the Empress felt that the sin that had caused the baby to die was the fact that her husband allowed the Jews to dwell in Vienna. And so she persuaded him to throw them out, and in fact he did. In fact, the Viennese people destroyed the shul to build the church. And in the foundation of that church, the emperor placed a coin engraved with the words, "The exalter and power Leopold of Austria has turned this den of reprobates into a sanctuary of God after exiling the wicked Jews." Now, after the Jews were expelled from Vienna in 1670, he was appointed the Rav of Metz in eastern France, where he established a yeshiva. And that appointment was approved by King Louis XVI and the Parliament. Talmidim came from far and wide to learn from Gershon Ashkenazi in the yeshiva in Metz. He corresponded with many gedolim, including Rav Ephraim Cohen, the Shar Ephraim, Rav Chaim Yair Bakrak, the Chavos Yair, Rav Shabti Cohen, the Shach, and the Shalos Tshuvos Panim Iros, Rav Meir Eisenstein. Often quotes him in his tshuvos. He was also a leader in the fight against the Sabbatean movement. His writings are also an important source of information regarding the Chmelnytsky massacres and the 30 Years' War. He passed away in Metz in 1693. He was regarded as a teacher of all of Israel. In many communities, after his death, they refrained from listening to music, even at weddings, for an entire year as a sign of respect. They say he wrote over 1,000 tshuvos in his Shalos and Tshuvos Avodas HaGershuni, but only about 1/10 of them were published, and we only have 124 of them, which are compiled in the Sefer, which was published by Issa Natan in Frankfurt in 1699, the Shalos and Tshuvos Avodas HaGershuni. He also wrote Drushim al Torah called Tiferes HaGershuni, and he wrote a commentary on Shulchan Aruch called Chidushei HaGershuni. We'll just quote two brief halachic thoughts that are found in the Shalos and Tshuvos Avodas HaGershuni. Number one is a shayla which relates to the halachos on Shabbos of Amira La'akim, about telling a guy, a non-Jew, to do something for you on Shabbos. And the question is, can I send out a letter on Friday to be delivered express, that it should arrive on Shabbos, or nowadays the equivalent would be an Amazon package? So on the surface, you would say no, because even on Friday, I can't ask a guy to do something for me on Shabbos. For example, I can't go to the mechanic on Friday afternoon and say, "Can you fix my car tomorrow on Shabbos?" That's usur. The Shulchan Aruch says that you cannot even ask a non-Jew to hire other non-Jews to work on Shabbos. So the Chavos Ya'ir in a tshuva says, although I can't ask a guy to hire other workers, I can ask him to ask another non-Jew. Because the Isser is Amir La'akum. You can't ask a guy to do a malacha. But maybe you could do something called Amira da Amira. I can ask a guy to ask another guy to do the malacha. However, the Avodas HaGershuni argues and says even Amira da Amira is Aser. The Mishneh Brura in Simen Shin Zayin, Sivkatan Chav Dalid, Paskins, like the Avodas HaGershuni, that really we paskin Amira da Amira is Aser, and therefore I can't even ask a guy to ask another guy to do a malacha for me on Shabbos. However, in deference to the Chavos Yair, the Mishneh Brura says, we perhaps can be makil and lenient in case of major financial loss. And this machlok is the Chavos Yair, and Avodas HaGershuni actually was seen through correspondences in their tshuvos. They wrote letters to each other. Now this would have a big nafka mina, practical difference in terms of express mail, since you place the order with one non-Jew, but it could be that he will then have to ask another non-Jew to do the traveling and delivering. So perhaps in a case of great financial loss, we'd permit it, but otherwise it seems like it would be problematic. Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, in Arachayim Simen Samech, permitted telling a non-Jew before Shabbos to ask another non-Jew on Shabbos to do a malacha, seemingly like the Chavos Yair, but over there, the case was during Napoleonic Wars, and the battles, much of the Jewish towns went up in flames, and what they wanted to do was they wanted to rebuild the Jewish towns before the winter, but the non-Jewish workers couldn't get it done in time without working on Shabbos. So over there, the Chassam Sofer allowed the non-Jewish workers to build the Jewish houses even on Shabbos, because the Jew hired the non-Jew before Shabbos, who in turn, as the contractor, had to ask his employees, another non-Jew, to do the work on Shabbos. So you had a case of Amira da Amira, B'makom Hefsid Gadol, or Tzorech Gadol, the Chassam Sofer allowed it. So that's one time where the very well-known opinion of the Avodas HaGershuni comes into play. A second opinion of the Avodas HaGershuni, with respect to the halacha, or the iser, of erasing the name of Hashem. There's a Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Lamed Hamad Beis, which has a machlokes whether are prefaces and suffixes of the names of Hashem included in the Isser to erase the name of Hashem. So we say, a prefix is mutter, a suffix is usser. Since anything added to the pre-existing name, meaning once you have the name of Hashem there, then any letter afterwards we view as being joined with the Shem Hashem. So Rabbi Kiva Eger in a tshuva, in Simen Ayin, quotes machlokes, whether you can violate this iser by adding a letter to the Shem Hashem. For example, you have the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. You can add a Dalid after the Yud Kei, and if you do that, it will spell the word Yehuda. So if I add a Dalid into the Yud Kei Vav Kei, did I just erase the name of Hashem? So on the surface, you would say, well, based on that Gemara and Shavuos, you can't add a suffix. Anything you add to the Shem Hashem would be like erasing it. However, the Avodas HaGershuni in a tshuva, and Simen Tzadi Hei, says there was a case where a sofer should have written the word Elokim, but he accidentally wrote the word Elokeichem, an extra chaf. So what the Avodas HaGershuni permitted the sofer to do was to turn the chaf into a mem. So now the word read Elokim mem, and then he was able to erase the final mem since it's no longer part of the name of Hashem, because Elokim is the name and then mem is an extraneous letter. So the Avodas HaGershuni clearly held that an extra letter added on to the Shem Hashem would not be considered joined with the Shem Hashem, and therefore you would be able to erase that letter, and that would not be a violation of the Isser of erasing the name of Hashem. So that's a little bit about the background of Reb Gershon Ashkenazi and his sefer Avodas HaGershuni.